Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 all praises, all glory, and all honor, and all majesty belong unto the mighty Yah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Morey Ishya Yisrael, from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, and the only king of Israel, and the only savior and redeemer of Israel and the world. So praise the mighty Yah. We'd like to say shalom to everyone that has joined us by way of internet, Facebook and YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. We know that the only reason that you have joined us this evening and night is because of your great fear towards the mighty Yah. And we're going to bring you nothing but the truth today. And what truth are we going to bring you about Yah? Today, or tonight, I should say, we're going to speak about purpose and commitment. And we'll also be taking your questions today. So if you have any questions about a half hour and 45 minutes into the program, we'll be accepting questions. You can ask your question on YouTube. You can ask your question on Facebook. And you can also call in to our broadcast. If you want to ask your question by calling in, call Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 347-838-8963. Press the number 1 when you get on the line so we know that you would like to ask a question. So praise the mighty Yah. And as I said, we're going to be speaking about purpose and commitment with the Most High. And why are we going to do this? Let me show you why we're speaking about purpose and commitment. If you go to the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. In Proverbs 16:1, it says, "The preparations of the heart in man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto Yah, and thy thoughts shall be established." See, this is why we're speaking about purpose and commitment. Yah's word says in Proverbs 16:3, "Commit thy works unto Yah, and thy thoughts shall be established." And in learning about yourself and who you are, in learning about your true identity, in learning about your true culture, now is a time that you must come to be able to commit yourself. What are you going to commit yourself to? See, when our enemies decided to enslave us and take away our culture and take away our way of living and take away our lifestyle, they also took away our reasoning for living as a child of Yah. They took away our purpose. They took away our essence. And how did they do it? Let me show you how they did it. It's in the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter. In Psalms chapter 83, we'll begin reading at the first verse. It says, "Keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted against your hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yisrael may be no more in remembrance. This is what the nations purpose to do, to cut us off from being united, from being a family, from being a nation, and from having our name. For they have consulted together with one consent, and they are confederate against you, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them, and they have hopen the children of Lot, Selah. These nations, and you'll learn throughout the scriptures, even other nations, have purposed to destroy us. And as it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, you don't have to turn there, but in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 45 through 40, it lets you know that Yah said that because we have not served him with joyfulness and gladness of heart and abundance of all things, that we will have to serve our enemies in the nations whither so he will scatter us. We'll have to serve them for the want of food, for the want of clothing, for the want of drink, and for the want of everything, until they have destroyed us with the yoke of iron. And that's exactly what has happened. So they put a yoke of iron on our neck until we have been destroyed. And we have been destroyed. Let me show you what Yahweh says in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. And why am I showing you these scriptures? I'm showing you these scriptures to give you a foundational understanding of why we need to learn about purpose and commitment. In meditating on this topic and in studying this topic, I learned more and a great deal about purpose and commitment. And you're going to see why this is so imperative if you're attempting to regain and reawaken your cultural identity, your spiritual self, in the essence of who you are. In Ezekiel 37, we'll begin reading in the first verse, where it says, the hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me in the spirit of carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answer, Yah Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yah Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. You see, we didn't need, and we don't need, to be resuscitated with the little thing. I can't remember what they call it right now, but with the pads that shock your chest. Even though that's what they do in the hospitals. And I've seen people with my own eyes without the breath of Yah. And we didn't need to put the electroshock on their chest. And we didn't need to slam their chest. What we did was we called on Yah, and the spirit of life entered into them. So what this is showing you is that Yah said prophesy to these bones so they could hear the word of Yah, because this is what's going to bring life back into them. And in verse 6 it says, and I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, now this is what we say. This is what we've been saying. This is why you see our people marching in the street saying black power, civil rights, Black Lives Matter, whatever is the coined phrase of the era. Our people have done it because we haven't heard the word of Yah. And you have a bunch of bones in this great valley not knowing where to go, how to go, when to go, and why. Because of this. And it says in verse 11, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And this is why we need to understand purpose and commitment. How can you have purpose, and how can we be committed if we believe our hope is lost? If we believe we're cut off from our parts. This is why Yah said, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. He keeps on sending us these messages so that we may come together. He said, I know you've been destroyed and cut off for your parts, and you feel dried, but hope is not lost. Yahweh is here, but this is how we feel. And Yahweh said, therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, my people, O my people, I will open your graves. And what graves is he speaking about? He's speaking about the West. That's where you're at. The North. That's where you're at. You're in the, why do you think the majority of the children of Yehuda are in the North and in the West? Because this is the place of darkness, and this is the end of the line. And we're in our graves here. But Yah said he's going to open up the graves and cause us to come up out of our graves and bring us into the land of Israel. Well, before we go home and before we come up out of this land, Yahweh said, I'm going to raise them up and I'm going to bring them back together. Because now they feel like they dried and cut off and their hope is lost. But let me show you this in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In Jeremiah 17, we'll begin reading at verse 7. It says in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, in whose hope Yahweh is. See, if you know Yah, if you seek Yah, then there is hope. There's always hope. Hope never dies as long as you are seeking the Most High. And so, in doing so, now it is time to purpose yourself and commit yourself. Why? Because if Yahweh is your hope, you don't want to be directed. You don't want to be leaning and inclined or bent to anything but Yahweh. Let me show you another scripture in the book of Psalms 137. In Psalms 137, start reading in the first verse, where it states, by the rivers of Babylon there we sat, yea, we wept. When we remembered Zion, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captives required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How shall we sing Yahweh's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem. And as our brother Moray Naftali pointed out last week, Jerusalem means teacher of peace. That's the name of our capital city, but the word means teacher of peace. That's the place where the teacher of peace will reside. And who is the teacher of peace? Yahweh. And who did he appoint to teach the world? Israel. And so if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning, because it will. Because if you don't know who your teacher of peace is, how will you have wisdom? If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. And what is this letting us know? Whatever you purpose yourself for and commit yourself to, it's because you must have some joy in it. How would you purpose yourself if you don't find joy? That's why we're not committed to things. And that's why we have a hard time being purposed. Because we aren't finding joy. Now, there's a lot of things we purpose ourselves for. And there's a lot of things we attempt to do. But you don't see the success that you would want because the joy isn't there. the hope isn't there, and Yahweh isn't in it. So let me show you about this purpose. It's in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. In the first verse, it says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." What does this mean? This means that don't matter what it is, everything means everything. There is an order. When it says that everything, there's a season, it's letting you know to everything, there's an order. There's an occasion. There's an appointed time for it. A fixed, set occasion to everything. And in addition to there being an order to everything, there is a time to every purpose, and your purpose is your desire. Your purpose is the thing that you are supposed to be doing, is what you should be seeking after. But there's a time for it, and there's an order to it. And when you know who you are, you can now begin to figure out and understand your order, your season, your occasion, and the time that you are here, and then you will understand your purpose. For the whole nation of Israel, our purpose is simple. It's established in the book of Isaiah 49. And it says in Isaiah 49, and I'll start reading in the third verse. It says here, "And he said unto me, You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." That's Israel's purpose. That's Israel's order. And that is Israel's time. And if you don't believe me, just look at the chapter 49. And 49 is in the order of seven. And what does the order of seven represent? It represents Yah's completion, Yah's rest. It represents Yah's holiness. Is Israel not these things? And when did Yahweh declare our purpose? In the third verse. And the third is holy. Anytime you see the third, it's holy. Did he not choose his servant to be holy? Did he not choose his servant to glorify him? This is your purpose, Israel, to serve Yah and to glorify Yah. And how do you do that? How do you serve Yah and how do you glorify Yah? How do you make this your purpose? I'll show you a couple people. Go to the book of Daniel, the first chapter. See, when you know who you are, now you start to have strength. Because now you start to be set and fixed. But if you don't know who you are, now you don't. You don't know anything because you don't know where you came from. And if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know how you got there, then you don't know who put you there. And you'll believe anything. That's why Yahweh has sent his messengers to set the crooked things straight. And in the book of Daniel, the first chapter, it says here in the seventh verse. Well, we'll start reading in the third verse. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years. Why three? That at the end of thereof they might stand before the king. Now, why did the king think to give them his food and his wine? Because the king in Babylon, he had the best meat. He had the best wine. If anybody was going to have good food and good drink, it's going to be the king. So if he wanted some of these men to stand before him, he said, they got to be nourished like me. They got to eat from the same I eat from. So I know that they are going to be nourished as I am. Because what you eat is important. It has an important effect on how you're going to be able to make it through the day. And the king wanted these people that were going to stand before him to be nourished as good as he figured he was nourished. Now, among these were of the children of Yehuda, verse 6, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael, Meshach, and to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart, meaning Daniel fixed, desired, determined, committed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, why did Daniel do this? Did Daniel look in the mirror like many of us look and say, man, I'm a little overweight. I need to eat better. Did Daniel look and say, man, I need a six-pack by the summertime before I go to the beach. I need to not eat the king's meat. I don't want to get fat. Did Daniel say, I want to try the master cleanse? No, this is not in Daniel's mind. The reason Daniel didn't want to eat of the king's meat and drink of the king's wine is because he did not want to defile himself. And why wouldn't Daniel want to defile himself? Because Daniel knew who he was. He knew that he was holy. He knew that he was of the children of Yehuda. He knew that he was of the children of Israel. He knew that he was the son of Yahweh and that he was holy. He knew it. And since he knew it, he knew that whatever the king thought he was eating that was good, he knew that the king did not keep the law of Yah. And he knew the law of Yah. And he knew that if he ate what the king eat, it's a very 99.9% chance that he will defile himself. Therefore, he said, I will not make myself unholy. No, I won't. So I cannot eat of the king's meat. But what did Daniel say? Daniel told this, so I can get right to it. In verse 12, Daniel said, prove thy servants, I beseech thee. 10 days. Why did he say 10 days? Why? Because Daniel was holy. Daniel knew he was holy. And Daniel knew that the 10th was holy because 10 is the order of 3. And the 3rd is holy because to everything there is a season. And Daniel said, 10 days, let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. Then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children of that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servants. So he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink and gave them pulse. Daniel said, just give us pulse to eat and water to drink. What's pulse? Vegetables, lentils, seeds. All he was eating was the basics. Nutritionally packed lentils and seeds and pulse vegetables and drinking water. And why? Because this is from the earth. And he knew that this would keep him healthy and keep him undefiled. So if you want to be healthy, if you want to be strong, because that's what the word health means, as I want to be healthy and strong. So if we want to be healthy and strong, we need to commit our work to Yah. As it said in Proverbs 16:3. What work? The work of eating right. And the right way to eat is the holy way to eat. And the holy way to eat is the way the holy man that Yahweh marked ate. And that is eating some pulse and drinking some water. And not eating the king's meat or drinking the king's wine. Don't defile yourself with it. And what will happen? Maybe you'll get the wisdom to break forth in you like it broke forth in Daniel. But when you do what Daniel did, when you purpose yourself, when you now, your purposes will now be established. Go to the book of Proverbs 16 or 15, I should say. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Yeah. If you want your purpose, if one of your purposes is to eat better, is to be holy and eat healthy, seek counsel. And who's a better counselor than Yah? Who's a better counselor than the word of Yah? And there's multiple counselors in the word of Yah. And who's a better counselor than Yah's servant? Who would come and tell you what Yah's servants did? Daniel didn't have to go get the newest health book and do the newest health craze. What did Ezekiel do? In the book of Ezekiel, start reading in the fourth chapter. In Ezekiel chapter 4, and I want to get right to it because we're about to open up the line for questioning. So in Ezekiel the 4th chapter, let's see here. Start reading in verse 9. Yahweh says, take you also unto you wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day from the time to time. 20 shekels a day from time to time shall you eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time shalt thou drink. And thou shalt eat it as barley cakes, and thou shalt bake it with dung that cometh out of man in their sight. That's what Yahweh told Ezekiel to do. And Yahweh said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, with I will drive them. And yes, we're eating defiled bread today. Yes, and it's laced with man's dung. That's the absolute truth. In verse 14, then said I, Ezekiel said, ah, Master Yahweh, behold, my soul have not been polluted, for from my youth up even till now I have not eaten that which dies of itself or torn in pieces, neither came there abominable flesh in my mouth. Why? Because Ezekiel knew who he was. Ezekiel knew he was holy. Ezekiel knew he was Yah's servant. And Ezekiel knew that this would defile him, so he had to step up and say, Yah, I can't eat that. And Yahweh, he wasn't going to make Ezekiel eat that. He said, then said he unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare thy bread therewith. Because Ezekiel was purposed. He had purpose. He knew his purpose, which was to be holy. Because Yah serve him. Again, look in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter. Proverbs 20, verse 18. It says, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Every purpose you have should be established by the word of Yah. Because it is in the word of Yah where you will find your best counsel. And it is in the word of Yah where you can find your purpose. And what is your purpose? As an Israelite, your purpose is to be Yah's servant. I showed you that in Isaiah 49, but let me show it to you in another place. In Isaiah 43. In any work that you want to do, anything that you want to do, first you got to commit your works unto Yah, so your thoughts can be established. And what does it mean when it says thoughts? It means your plans. Because whatever work you got to do, you got to make some plans. So if you plan to do a work, well, if you want it to be established, then you got to commit it to Yah. And how do you commit it to Yah? By knowing who you are. By knowing your purpose. And what is your purpose? And who are you? Your purpose is to be Yah's servant, and to glorify him. And once you know that, now, whatever work you're doing, it needs to be in that vein. In Isaiah 43, verse 9 or verse 10, it says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me." And this is what we're to witness to. This is how we're to serve Yah. That there is none else beside Yah. That He is the only Savior. We're His servant. And let me show you a couple more places. In Isaiah 42, verse 1, it says, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." That's what Yah's servant is going to do. And why is Yah's servant going to do that? Because that's his purpose, to glorify Yahweh, to witness for Yahweh, to speak the word of Yahweh, to do the word of Yahweh. But see, we have forgotten our purpose. We have forgotten our way. Why? Because we've been cut off. But now it's time to return. And when you return, this is what you'll find. In Isaiah 44, verse 1, it says, "Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen." You see, this is why Yahweh keep on telling you who you are, so you know your purpose. You want to be a good father? Well, know your purpose. Your purpose is to serve Yah. How does a servant of Yah be a good father? How does a servant of Yah be a good husband? How does a servant of Yah be a good wife? How does a servant of Yah be a good warrior? How is a servant of Yah a good career man? How is a servant of Yah a good singer? How is a servant of Yah a good seamstress? How is a servant of Yah a good farmer? Because there is a way to be a servant of Yah in everything that you do, and there's a way to be a vain person in everything you do. But Yahweh said in Isaiah 44 and 1, "Yet now hear, O Yahakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Yahakov, my servant, and Yeshurun, whom I have chosen." Yahweh is letting you know the reason you're on the earth is to be His servant. The reason you're here is to be His chosen. And Yahweh's servant is holy. In verse 3 it says, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." Didn't he say that we are a bunch of dry bones? But you see, he's going to give us water and put floods on our dry ground. "And I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am Yahweh's." Because once you done found out that you are Israel, that you are a child of Yah, now your hope is returned, your purpose is established, and now you know how to identify yourself. I am Yahweh's. And another shall call himself by the name of Yaakov. Now your identity has a name. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yah and surname himself by the name of Yisrael. Because why? Because now you know who you are. And they tried to cut you off. And they tried to make your hope gone. But Yahweh ain't having it like that. Yahweh has made sure that he sent his spirit to let you know who you are and to let you know your purpose and that you're holy. And the last scripture before I open the line for questions is in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, verse 1, it says, "Ye are the children of Yahweh, your power, your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead, for you are an holy people unto Yah, your Elohim. And Yahweh have chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth." Hallelujah. So you want to be committed and you want to purpose yourself? Find out your origin and who you are. Like Daniel, to give him the courage to stand up to his oppressor and let him know, "I ain't about to eat that. I ain't about to do that. Just give me some vegetables and water. Just give me some lentils and water. Just give me some pulse and water." Because he knew who he was. Or like the courage of Ezekiel to stand up and say to Yah, "Look, I ain't never ate nothing like that before." Because he's holy. So if there's any questions or any comments that anybody has, as I said, we're taking questions and comments today in this week. The number to call in to Blog Talk Radio is 347-838-8963. Press the number 1 when you get on the line, or if you're already on the line and you'd like to say something, press the number 1. And you can write your question on the chat reel on YouTube or Facebook. Do we have any questions, brother? All right. Again, don't hesitate, because we're here to answer your questions this week. We've been teaching a lot of the word of Yah in these last couple of months or a few months. We've taught an array of topics. We've taught about Yah's 7 everlasting covenants, Yahweh's 7 days, Yahweh's 7 years, Yahweh's order, the 7 ways of Yahweh, Yahweh's requirements, the virtuous women of the scriptures, Yahweh's 7 wonders. We done taught about a lot of things. So if anybody that's been listening has any questions about what we've been teaching, this is your time to ask them. Also, if you even disagree with what we've been teaching, and you've been waiting for the day to get us, to put it to us and say, "Look, here it is, what y'all been teaching is wrong," as I've been seeing comments on YouTube and Facebook from time to time, well, here's your chance and your opportunity to pull out that scripture and let us know so we can humble ourselves to the right way. Or if you just want to make a comment and praise the mighty Yah. 347-838-8963. Press the number 1 or send your questions online. But let me show you some more individuals in the book of the Most High who knew how and knew why they purposed themselves. Go to the book of Psalms 17. In Psalm 17, start reading in the first verse. It says, "Hear the right, O Yahweh, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of fiend lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress." This is David. Why was he purposed that he wouldn't transgress? Why? Because he committed himself. Because he knew who he was. That he was holy. That he was Yah's servant. And that transgression against Yah was a great sin. Let me show you what Job had to say. I believe in the book of Job around the 31st chapter. Job says in Job 31 and 1, "I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of Elohim is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Do not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that Elohim may know mine integrity. If my step have turned out of the way, and my heart walk after my eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved unto my hands, then let me sow and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If my heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant, or if my maidservant, when they contended with me, what then shall I do when Elohim riseth up? And when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us upon in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten of my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless have not eaten thereof." And why is Job saying these things? He's saying these things because he's saying that I've tried to walk in this way because I know Yahweh is king. Let me show you. Let me get right to it. Verse 23. He say, "For destruction from Elohim was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness, I could not endure." See, this is why Job walked in a straight path. Because destruction from Elohim is a terror to Job. But why do we decide I'm going to get right? Because I owe money to the bill collector? And if I get right, maybe I won't owe money to the bill collector. Or I'm going to look good right now because I want that woman or that man. And I'm going to get myself together for my new girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife. Well, destruction from your husband or your wife, destruction from your bill collector, destruction from your job site. Is that a terror to us? Well, it has been a terror to us because we don't know who we be. We haven't known who we are. We've forgotten who we are, and our hope has been lost. So we are afraid of the bill collector. We're afraid of our wives. We're afraid of our husbands. We're afraid of our friends. We're afraid of man. But Job said, for destruction from Elohim was a terror to me. And by reason of his highness, I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. You know that's what we be doing. We don't feel right unless we got some money in our pocket. If we don't have money in our pocket, we don't have no confidence. We don't have no surety. We don't have no strength. See a man with a big muscles coming out of his arms and his head, walking down the street with his head down. What's wrong, brother? Yahweh's your Elohim. I don't have any money. But Yahweh is your power. But I don't have any money. But Yahweh is your king. Does that give me money? Job said, if I had made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. If I rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because my hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness. See, Job is letting you know, if I did these things, and don't you know the so-called book of Jasher claimed that's what Abraham did. Beheld the sun when it shined and was so awestruck by it that he worshiped it and bowed to it and called it Elohim. That he saw the moon and the stars and bowed to them and called them Elohim. Job said, if I had done this, and my heart had been secretly enticed, or my mouth had kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied the Elohim that is above. How are they going to say Abraham denied Yah, but Yahweh chose Abraham? Yahweh gave a word of his mouth to Abraham. But the so-called book of Jasher says that Abraham did exactly this. And you know, that ain't no truth. But Job is showing you how a holy man thinks, how a holy man looks at things. We have a question on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. This is my elder, Elijah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I just wanted to make a comment that behind the times of the show's running, nothing but the truth, they have been so good and inspirational and beneficial as Yah's servants would give it. So, I mean, a big heads up, you know. I love the effectiveness of Yah's word, and you all teaching in the manner you do. I'm also happy to come up as a he initiated disciple with Maria Alicia, you know, and that's the way that we continue to call in Yah's word, by sticking to Yah's word as the final determinant in what we need to do to resolve ourselves not to be defiled or anything else that takes away from the glory and the majesty of the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, there's nothing but the truth, brother. I love what you said. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for calling.
Sir.
No more callers? Praise the mighty Yah. That was beautiful comments by my elder Eliah. If anybody else would like to make a phone call, 347-838-8963. Anybody else has any questions? I just showed you how Job thought, how the holy man thought, because Job knew who he was. He knew that he was a servant of Yah. He knew that he was holy. He knew that he wasn't to defile himself. And look what it says here in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, Isaiah 52. It says here in verse 9, "Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh hath made bare his holy arm." And who is the holy arm of Yah? You are. "Yahweh hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Elohim. Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yah." You are the vessel of Yah. And he's telling us, don't touch this unclean land no more. Don't touch this unclean food. Don't touch this unclean idol. Don't touch this unclean book. Don't touch these unclean people. Don't touch these unclean ways. Go away from this. Remove yourself from this. And how do you do that? Well, don't you know Yahweh purposed things also? Yahweh is full of purpose. And let me show you something that Yahweh purposed. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 14, we're going to start reading at verse 22. Yah says, "For I will rise up against them, saith Yahweh of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant, and son and nephew, saith Yah. I will also make it a possession for the bitter, and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the bosom of destruction, saith Yahweh of hosts. The Yahweh of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains tread him underfoot. Then shall his yoke depart from off them, and his burden depart from off their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon the nations. For Yahweh of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? See, when Yahweh has purposed, it ain't going to change. It ain't going to stop. And Yahweh has purposed to destroy Babylon, because Babylon is unclean. And Babylon is defiled. And Babylon has defiled us. And Yahweh said, depart from them. Now, how do we do this? And what are we saying? And what are we discussing? How to purpose yourself. How to commit yourself. As I showed, that there is a, to everything, there is a season, and to a time to every purpose. And see, we got to know our order, our season, and we got to know our time. And then you'll know your purpose. And I showed you in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, in the third verse, that Yahweh said, thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto Israel, thou art my servant, in whom I will be glorified. Israel's whole purpose is to serve Yah and to glorify him. That's why you're holy. And Yahweh said in Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, in verse 4, it says, no, we'll start in the first verse. It says, the word of Yahweh spake against Babylon. The word that Yahweh spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. The deity is confounded. The deity is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded. Her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. This is what's going to happen. But verse 4 says, in those days, and in that time, saith Yah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Yehuda together. Going and weeping, they shall go and seek Yahweh the Elohim. Why? Because they would have learned, and we would have learned, as we're learning today, that Babylon, their deities, are nothing. Let me show you something. Go back to that verse 2 in this same chapter. It says, declare ye among the nations and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is confounded. And I just want to show you this. This Bel, this is the Babylonian deity of heaven. And Merodach is broken in pieces. This is the Babylonian Messiah. Does that sound familiar? Well, it should. Because this is what our people have been taken away to serve all these years. This so-called false God of heaven and his son. But in verse 4, it says in verse 4, in those days when we see that these false deities are confounded and broken in pieces, that we're going to say, let's go seek Yah. And that's what Yahweh sent his servant to do, to set the crooked things straight, to declare that Yahweh is the only Elohim, that we are his witnesses and his servant, that we may know, believe, and understand that it is he, that before him there was no Elohim form, and after him there is no Elohim. Yahweh is the only Savior. And we seek Yahweh, our Elohim, because we have learned that we are Israel. And now we need to seek Yah. Why? Because we want to know our purpose. We want to know the time. We want to know the season. And in verse 5 it says, they shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves unto Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. This is what we're saying. Because what now we see our purpose is to serve Yah. So we need to be joined to Yah to serve Yah. And did not Leah say with her third son that she will now be joined unto Yah? Because the third is holy. And if you want to be joined to Yah, you've got to be holy. And in verse 6, it says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And that's why we have been raised up, Yah's servants, to teach you day in and day out. Because many of us are lost. Many of us that even call upon Yah are still lost. And that's why we gotta call Yah. And that's why we gotta seek Yah. Because if we wanna know our purpose and how to commit ourselves unto Yah, we gotta be found of Yah. And the way to do that is to seek him. As we read earlier in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter, Yahweh said, we say that our hope is lost and we're cut off from our parts. Well, the only way to find our hope and to be put back together is to seek Yahweh. If you want to know how to purpose yourself to be successful, then you must find Yahweh. There's some more things that Yahweh has purposed. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Because as I said earlier, your purpose is your desire. It's what you want to do. It's what you find joy in. And that's why a lot of us aren't able to fulfill our purposes. Because we're doing things that we're not finding joy in. We're going after something that does not make us happy. We're chasing something that all it's doing is giving us some numbers on a bank account. But this is Yahweh's desire. And Yahweh made his desire what he requires. Why else would he desire it? Or why else would he require it if he didn't desire it? And this is in Deuteronomy 10 and 12, and it says, and now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of you? What has Yahweh desired, required? What has he purposed you to do? But to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, the first thing, to fear him. Why? Why? Why is that the first thing? If you fear Yahweh, then you gonna have something. And what you gonna have is reason. You're gonna have purpose. You're gonna have inspiration. And let me show you that. It's in the book of Proverbs 14. One of the things Yahweh requires you to do and purposed you for is to fear him. And in Proverbs 14, start reading in verse 26, I believe, where it states, in the fear of Yah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Yeah. That's how you get your confidence. That's how you get your confidence. By fearing the Most High. And only the Most High. Because if you don't fear Yah, then your hope is lost. You're cut off from your parts. And now, you're afraid of everything. If you don't fear Yah, you can't commit your works to Yah. And then the works that you do commit, you're not going to have strong confidence because Yahweh is not in it. And it's not going to be established because Yahweh is not in it. But in the fear, Yah, is strong confidence. So you want to be confident in what your purpose is? You want to be confident in what it is for you to do? Then fear Yah. Like Job. Job said, I kept my way straight because of the great destruction, the great terror of destruction of the Elohim. He was afraid of the Most High. He didn't want to be destroyed by the Almighty. Mm-mm. Who wants to be destroyed by the Most High? And then if you look in verse 27 of the same Proverb 14, it says, the fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Again, Yahweh requires you to fear him so your purposes can be established. If you want your purpose to be established, then the first thing you got to do is fear the Most High. You want life? Fear Yah. You want confidence? Fear Yah. This is what he purposed. This is what he desires. This is what he requires. Look in the book of Psalms. Chapter 1. See, what you should start to see is a pattern that the only way to have your purposes established is if you understand the one thing there is to understand, and that is Yahweh is your Elohim. And since he's your Elohim, you're his servant, and you are to remain and walk in a way of holiness. But there's a way to do it. In Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yah. In his law does he meditate day and night. Now, why is his delight in the law of Yah? Or more should I say, why does he meditate in the law day and night? Because he's purposed himself to do it. How do you know he purposed himself to do it? Because his delight is in Yah's law. And you're not going to purpose yourself to do something you don't delight in. If you delight in eating chocolate cake, you're going to have some chocolate cake. You done purposed it in your head, in your mind, in your heart. You done purposed it. I'm going to give me some chocolate cake. You want to get high? I know a bunch of people that love getting high. And they get high all the time. Because why? They purposed it. I know people that love getting drunk. Why? They purposed it. Because they love it. People that love running 5 miles a day. Why? Because they purposed it. Why? Because they love it. They delight in it. There's people that like talking to women all the time. Why? Because they like it. So they purposed it. Once you start understanding the thing that you delight in is what you're going to purpose yourself to do. Now look at what the holy men delighted. His delight is in the law of Yahweh. In his law does he meditate day and night. People want to know, how do I meditate in the law? How do I always delight yourself in it? Some people might believe and think and feel that if I don't got a woman, then I'm not going to be good at all. I'm going to be destroyed. I'm going to be obliterated. I'm going to be nothing if I don't have me a woman. And then they say, well, then I got to get me a woman. Because they really love a woman. Happy. So they purpose themselves to get a woman. Now, if you could do that, if you could say, man, if I don't get high, I'm just not gonna enjoy life. So you go and get high. Well, if you don't serve Yah, you're not gonna live, period. Just like Job, let me show you that one more time. Job, just look what he said in Job 31, verse 23. He said, for destruction from Elohim was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness, I could not endure. Job didn't look at not having a joint or a bottle or a woman or a bunch of money as the thing that was terrible. He looked at being destroyed by Elohim as terrible. And because of that, he purposed himself to walk in the way of Yah. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, your purpose, Israel, is to serve Yah and to glorify him. That makes you his servant, that makes you his chosen, that makes you holy. And if we don't do such a thing, then terror or destruction from Elohim will be upon us. And that is the thing that we should be terrified about. So whatever it is you want to purpose yourself and commit yourself to, make sure Yahweh is the center of it. Because he is our Elohim. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Hallelujah. Shalom. Yeah.
word. Two or three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down and patient.